They're presumed dead. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. That's the sad assessment for the six construction workers missing after the devastating collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. Secretary of Maryland State Police Roland Butler.
At this point, we do not know where they are, but we intend to give it our best effort to help these families find closure.
Chief of the Mexican Consulate in Washington, D.C., Rafael La Viega, says the missing workers are all Latinos.
They're the ones who are going to build the bridge again, the Latinos, the Latino workforce. And that's a signal that we cannot ignore. And that's why we're here.
Two of the missing are Guatemalan nationals. The others are from Mexico, El Salvador, and Honduras. Coast Guard divers will be back in the water at daylight. Now, ship traffic into the port of Baltimore is suspended until further notice, and that is likely to last for a long time, possibly causing a delay in materials and supplies. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Our newly stood up freight office is already at work preparing for supply chain impacts that we know are coming because of the importance of this port, not just to the Baltimore region, but really to the entire United States economy.
The Baltimore port is a key U.S. entry point for cars and farm equipment and a major hub for exporting coal. Shares of former President Trump's Truth Social began trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker DJT, adding millions to his net worth. At least on paper.
Trump Media and Technology Group hit over $79 at one point during the day. Now, it did finish the day at just under $58. Based on the share price, the company is worth just under $8 billion.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady. Dow futures up 109 points at this hour. Stocks ended slightly lower yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Someone in New Jersey defied the astronomical odds and won the $1.1 billion Megan Millions jackpot last night. The cash option for that eighth largest jackpot in U.S. history is $537.5 million. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday over whether the FDA went too far in making it easier for women to get the abortion pill mifepristone.
The Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine sued the FDA, saying their rule changes making it easier to get abortion drug mifepristone violated the law. But Supreme Court justices like Elena Kagan heavily questioned the group's attorney Aaron Hawley about whether the group even had standing or proper legal cause to sue. Hawley said, yeah, one client, a doctor, had to perform a procedure on a woman after she'd taken mifepristone.
She herself performed that.
That is correct.
And did she have an opportunity to object? Did she object?
No, Your Honor. Again, these are life-threatening situations.
The Biden administration's Solicitor General argued the real harm here would be to the drug approval process and women if the justices do not side with the FDA. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Russian court extends the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich again on charges of spying.
The hearing was closed to the press, but we do have images that show him appearing to be in good spirits. He was even seen smiling. The judge granted the request of Russia's Federal Security Service that Gershkovich remain in jail until June 30th as he awaits his trial. But it's a trial for which there is still no date set. It will be this Friday that will mark 1 year since the 32-year-old was arrested.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Gershkovich says he is not a spy. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. And just days after hiring her as a political contributor, NBC cuts ties with former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel. the network responding to furious protests by some of its journalists and commentators. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.